you and Justin, we assume you're moving back to guard, but adjusting to the new offense, or Dennison, or you could be back?
It's obviously a full system change. So there's, it's a learning process, but every day, the coach is doing a great job. And, us as players, I feel like we're doing, a tremendous job just staying in our books and staying on top of everything and just, picking up, something different every day just to learn this whole new system that we have getting in.
What will it mean to have stability in the line again? Last year, I can't imagine that was easy, making wholesale shifts midway through a season. What was that like, and what will it mean to find stability?
Anytime you get a shift like that, from guard to tackle, for me personally, I had to put my work in, because it wasn't easy. And it strained us as a unit up front. But having just the stability and everybody in the same places helps with our gelling together, and just becoming a unit as one. That just helps everybody else's chemistry. We start up front, we get everything started, and it helps everybody else as they feed off of ours, off our energy and our chemistry. And it just, it gets to a point later in the season to where we don't even have to talk. We just know what each other's going to do and what each other's thinking.
It's going to take some more time this year, isn't it? Because you lost a couple guys, or you lost Orlando, especially, and don't know. Are you going back into right guard for the fall?
As I've been told so far.
Okay. I mean, what do you anticipate now? Do you know there's uncertainty about your front five right now, isn't there?
Everybody's in a position to compete, so that's what this time is for, to get back in the groove of things, and then once OTAs hit and minicamp. It's a big part of guys competing for the spots that are available, and having that guys competing, it's going to make us work even harder and just make us even better. So, through this time, we'll work at it, and we'll get the guys in the right spots, and hopefully we'll figure it out sooner than later. And that'll just help us, if we get it figured out sooner, that'll just help us, have more chemistry up front.
How well do you think an increased emphasis on zone blocking, how well do you think it'll fit your skill set?
I just feel like it'll complement what my strengths are. It's been successful in the past, and, we'll work at it up front, and the zone's going to be our bread and butter. And obviously, with Coach Dennison and Coach Kubiak, in the years past, and we're excited up front to get it going. And anytime we get to beat people up front, that just excites us.
Is the time off gotten you healthy again? Is your back to being good to go?
I've made it out pretty healthy, other than the bumps and bruises, but. Yeah, anytime you get time off, it definitely helps.
The fact you have Kubiak and Dennison that both know this zone blocking well, will that accelerate, you think, the transition to this, the new blocking scheme, this help out the two guys?
I believe so. Anytime we have questions, they know it like the back of their hand. So if we have any questions, Coach is more than willing to, he's got an open door policy, so we can go and ask him questions, or, if we have suggestions, he's always open to it. Doesn't mean it's going to, get taken to the field, but that's what I feel like the coach is real good at, and not just it's my way or the highway, but we get the sense that he's open to any suggestions that we might have up front.
As far as the group goes, is it exciting or unsettling knowing that the team might use a high draft pick on an offensive lineman?
That's the furthest thing from my mind right now. I'm just focused on right now getting better every day, whether it be with conditioning or with picking up the system. That's for the upstairs management to handle, and our focus is getting in shape or better in shape and picking up the system.
You got to see Michael Schofield a lot more than we did, and we all heard good things about how he looked in practice, but never saw him in a game. What can you tell us about Michael Schofield?
He's real smart. He picked up the system fairly quick last year. You know, it's a guy that, you know, we don't have to worry, you know, if, you know, does he know what he's supposed to do. It's more of a development deal for him. But he does show some promise, and, you know, his work ethic is, you know, tremendous. So, you know, we're excited up front to see, you know, see what we can do this year.
Given kind of how things went down last year and now the new system in place, is there a new sense of urgency for you, or is this just another offseason?
We get a sense of excitement, you know, more so than anything else. You know, it's more as a fresh start for us, and, you know, it's we still have some learning to do, obviously, but I think everybody's pretty excited and pumped to you know, get this thing going.
Kubiak gets a lot of the credit for the offense, and so Brick Dennison kind of gets lost in some of that. How involved has he been in implementing the first steps of installing this new offense?
Coach Dennison? Coach Dennison has been there, you know, firsthand. That's kind of how we start meetings. You know, he's obviously the coordinator, so we're in there first thing in the morning, meeting with him, installing, you know, the daily installs, and he's there to answer any questions, and as well as he quizzes us to make sure that, you know, we're doing what we're supposed to do, you know, doing our part, because he's for sure doing his.
How about
You know, we have a, you know, I have a newfound respect for the tight ends and how much, you know, work they actually had to put in, you know, cause he gives us insight cause he was there last year, obviously, but, it's good that he also has an offensive line background. So, you know, he sees it from both sides. But for him, for a guy to, you know, come in like that, it just, helps us understand, you know, the tight end position as well as ours and, you know, how they both correlate.
Is it any harder or different from getting used to a new center and then a new right tackle? Because you'll be between different guys now, you know, on each side of you.
I'd say they both have their challenges. You know, obviously the center is going to be the guy that makes all the calls up front, you know, and, you know, it kind of trickles down from there. But, you know, I'd say it's equally as challenging. You know, playing next to two new guys. I'm excited to see who's going to take over those spots.
Looking back at it, would you prefer to stay at guard last year, or was it just they tell you?
My mentality is I'm a guard. I would love to stay inside the trenches. That's how my mentality is. I'm a big, strong guy, and I like to get physical. And being out on the outside, it's more finesse, you know, the guys want to rush the passers and things of that nature, and that's not my forte.
Speaking of that, you don't strike me as much of a cut guy. You know, you have good cut technique because they cut a lot in the zone blocking, right?
Absolutely. You know, I've done it in the past. You know, obviously this scheme, we'll be doing it a lot more, and, you know, the more we do it, the better we'll get.